Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be port. Trying to use the lips. Truly be part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us here. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Involved, engaged. You got to be engaged. But the best way, frankly and honestly, the best way to get engaged, right, is to get informed. I do this with you all the time, and I mean it sincerely. If you get engaged, and you don't know what the heck you're talking about, and you're spewing misinformation all over the place, it ain't good. To use my best English. You know what I mean? So I really need you, really need you. To pay attention. Pay attention to the stuff you're putting out there. Right? Pay attention to where you're getting your facts. That's another thing. Because I got to tell you something. I mean, man, really. Some of the stuff that I hear coming across the wires, if you would. You've just got to sit there and say to yourself, there's no way that you can believe this. There's no way. You just think it through as to what they're saying. But the hot one right now, and yeah, you can go check this out. The hot one right now, we got another one. Another judge. Okay? another judge in Illinois. It's just ridiculous. They're going to lose. They're doing everything they can to keep, obviously, to keep Trump off the ballot. A radical Illinois judge now kicks President Trump off the state's ballot, citing, like all the others, the 14th Amendment, right? Now, bear in mind that Trump has not been found guilty of anything. Okay? Think about that. So this is a corrupt Cook County judge has ordered the Illinois Board of Electors to remove Donald Trump from the ballot statewide for the March 19th primary. Local news source Chicago reported that Democrat Judge Tracy Porter stripped Trump from the Illinois ballot 1 month after the Illinois State Board of Electors dismissed the anti-Trump challenge in a unanimous bipartisan vote. You know, they're always screaming about bipartisan, right? Now, she claims, now again, that this is not her role to take. I mean, somebody went and shopped her out, for sure. I mean, she is truly a strange Democrat Cook County judge. Now, Porter claimed that Trump violated the 14th Amendment Insurrection Clause as her excuse for removing him from the ballot. We all know that Trump did not commit insurrection. Trump has not been charged with any of that. And yet they're using that. They're deciding individually that that's what Trump did. Right? These judges that think they have a clue, and they don't. The court also realized the magnitude of this decision and its impact on the upcoming primary Illinois election, she wrote. The Illinois State Board of Electors shall remove Donald Trump from the ballot for the general primary election on March 19th or cause any votes cast for him to be suppressed. Ooh. Wow, so even if the people want him, the people's will be thwarted. I think Eric Swalwell said that he would not approve, or he would not vote to certify the election if Donald Trump got elected. Now, would this be pre-insurrection? I gotta ask. I mean, he's saying it out front, that there's no way he's going to vote to allow Donald Trump to be president. Isn't that great? They're deciding. They don't care what you think or what you want. I find all this amazing. Again, Donald Trump's guilty of doing nothing, and they're guilty of doing what they're charging him with. Porter previously rejected Trump's request to stop the proceedings until the U.S. Supreme Court rules on a similar Colorado-based case. As CNN notes, Illinois is now the third state where Trump has or was booted from the ballot after Colorado and Maine, but those decisions were paused pending the appeal to Colorado case to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, Porter relied on prior ridiculous findings by the Colorado Supreme Court, right? Calling Colorado's rational, oh, it was compelling. It was so compelling that they pulled back. You know, Colorado pulled back and said they're going to wait on the Supreme Court. CNN also noted that this lawsuit was filed by a group of leftist voters in conjunction with the far-left legal advocacy group Free Speech for People. Sounds good, don't it? Now think about that. They're called Free Speech for People, yet they want to squelch the free speech of the voting rights of the people of Illinois. Isn't that great? I think that's hilarious. Got so much. Porter did issue a stay to the Wednesday order to give time for Trump's attorneys to appeal the decision. We'll be back in a few minutes. Novo Far, a lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Always love when you're part of the solution. But you only do it if you're informed, right? Not if you think you're informed, not if you think you know more than everybody else, but truly informed, seriously. You know, that way there you win. And you can teach them. You can teach the other side. It's that simple. All right. Like I said, a lot going on in the news, a lot to get to. The Athens, Georgia mayor. This is just hilarious. Okay? The Lincoln Riley, that college student, was brutally murdered in Athens by a criminal illegal alien while going on a campus jog. Now, you know about this, Jose Antonio Ibarra, the illegal in question, entered America illegally from Venezuela, all thanks to Joe Biden. Now, it also turns out that city leadership contributed in part to the crime because Athens is what we refer to as a sanctuary city. It refuses to cooperate with federal immigration. But Athens Mayor Kelly Gertz, he attempted to gaslight members of the audience during the press conference. And even took a shot at Trump. Basically, I'm sorry, I can't drink enough to have this make sense. He tried to make it look like this is Trump's fault. The murder was Trump's fault. The killing was Trump's fault. Take a listen. There we go.
Well, 2019 was not that long ago. You might remember the dynamic we were living in the late teens in this country, where you had the President of the United States speaking in the most vile terms about people who were foreign born. And you had that notion metastasizing in places like Charlottesville.
This is invasion!
In the main, I caution against conflating immigration and crime. The data demonstrates that the two are not connected. Because the impact of federal immigration policy on localities has been under such consistent discussion in recent months, I do want to say a few words about this. It's my 18th year as a local government policymaker, and my work has overlapped with four U.S. presidencies and numerous iterations of Congress. All of them have failed to reach agreement on how to handle immigration. While 2019 was not that long ago,
don't you remember? No, you got to love these guys. Because he's blaming it on Donald Trump for 2019. I'm going to say what I always say. The Democrats have had total control of Congress and the presidency several times over the last decades. They did nothing about it. Absolutely nothing. And to try to claim that this animal beat her to a point where the mortuary said you may not want an open casket. Think about that. You may not want people to come see your little girl and look at her for a last time because she was beaten so badly they couldn't reconstruct her head. But that's Trump's fault. The fact that we're releasing thousands, tens of thousands into this country, not knowing where they're going, who they are, giving them slips of paper that says you got to come back by 2030. Yeah, okay. And somehow, again, and they're a sanctuary city. Somehow that's Trump's fault. He flat out lied. He claimed that Athens was not a sanctuary city. But residents in the press conference caught on quickly and interrupted him. I didn't play the whole clip. They tore Gertz apart. You know, over his lie, they blamed him for contributing to Riley's death. They then demanded his resignation. Because he kept trying to lie his way out of it. Right? And they wouldn't let... thank God for those people in Athens, right? They kept saying, you're lying. You're a liar. Stop it. Tell the truth. You know, do I have time for this? Yeah, I think I do. I can't let you down. I got to play this whole clip. It's about a minute 30. And you got to hear it because this guy is just lying through his teeth. Take a listen.
I've received many calls, many emails, many queries from the press in recent days about this notion of a sanctuary city. And so I want to lay some things to rest here today.
Nope.
This term sanctuary city doesn't have a sole legal or procedural definition. You can look in Georgia statute, and you can find a clear definition for a unified government. You can look in contractual...
Yeah. See what they do? They use the verbiage. He's playing games with you right now. Right? Oh, no, there's no such thing as sanctuary city. It's not a legal term. Right? You don't have it. It's not real. even though we is one.
The language, and you can find out exactly what it means to be an SEC institution. Sanctuary City doesn't track with either of those. And so that term means different things to different people depending on the context of the discussion.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Many of the elements.
Liar.
Many of the elements.
Liar.
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 We are here to listen.
Liar.
You're a liar.
We're here to listen.
Liar.
There'll be time for questions.
You're on guilty and got blood on your head for this murder, sir.
Many of the aspects that are ascribed to sanctuary cities.
We know what sanctuary
are things. That are disallowed by Georgia law. And we contribute a document every year to the Georgia Department of Audits indicating that we do not correspond to these definitions under state law.
Yes, you do.
And no policies have been adopted by the mayor and commission that have created sanctuary city status in Athens.
You need to resign.
One protocol that sometimes arises.
You know, it's perfect. Perfect. These are word games. Right? These are word games, and they know it. They carefully craft them. This didn't come off the cuff. He sat at his desk, and he had people around him help him write this, help him work through this. And he knows. Look at his face. If you grab the clip, go over to the Gateway Pundit. Grab the clip. Look at it in his face. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a few.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell announced Wednesday on the Senate floor he's stepping down from his GOP leadership position in November.
Now it's 2024. I'm now 82.
McConnell said he will remain in his role until the November elections and will serve out the remainder of his term, which concludes in January 2027. Hunter Biden told House Republicans that his father was never engaged in any of his business endeavors. He testified behind closed doors Wednesday in the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into the president. In his opening statement, Hunter accused Republicans of propagating innuendo and disregarding evidence in their investigation. Chrysler is recalling more than 338,000 Jeep Grand Cherokees. It's due to a steering wheel problem that could result in the wheel coming loose and potentially cause drivers to lose control of the vehicle and crash. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, and you do that, again. You do that just by getting informed. And you, all right, so some of you have written me, go, gee, that, Joe, that's an old line. You keep using it. Well, send me an email, okay? joe@joemessina.com. Send me an email telling me what other way would you say it. I still see the same mistakes happening over and over and over again. I see people coming up. Look, in my small town, it's a very large town, over 300,000, okay? I'm watching the city council meeting the other night. I'll get back to my story in a minute. I'm watching the city council meeting the other night, and I'm sitting here listening, and I'm going, somebody got up there and was complaining about potholes, which is fine. It's a great thing to do at a city council meeting. You know, hey, look, guys, we got this problem, we got that problem. You know, I almost lost my car in a pothole over here or whatever. But in Los Angeles County, there are county roads and there are city roads. And it doesn't take a whole bunch to find out where those roads are. It really doesn't. And this person got up there and talked about the potholes that they've been complaining about. And this is not uncommon, by the way. This is not particular to this one person or group of people. And with all the ones they complained about, only one was actually in the city that the city could take care of. Okay, the rest were in the county. Which, again, I don't expect everybody to know. I'm sure it's different in different places. You have townships, you have cities, you have state areas, county areas, right? So maybe in the future, the best thing to do is to pick up the phone. You call someone and go, look, who do I need to talk with? And not simply leave a message. Who do I need to talk with to get these streets fixed? Okay, or these holes fixed. But I guess what I'm trying to say is this happens so often that those people end up getting tagged as someone who just likes to complain. Right? And it doesn't need to be that way. This is why I say get informed, have a clue as to what you're talking about, and you'll make a difference. If that person had got up there and said, look, I did a little bit of research here. This one I know is in the city. You know, I've called you several times. I need you to fix it. All right, now you got them. Oh, and by the way, I've got these other six I understand they're in the county, but I haven't been able to get anybody to tell me how I get the county engaged and involved in these. And a good city council or a city manager or what have you would say, give me those addresses, we'll reach out to the agency and get them done. You got informed, you engaged, and made a difference. That's what I'm talking about. You don't have to yell about everything. You don't have to call council members, board members, whatever members, POSs, and all kinds of other stuff. It doesn't help. Okay, breathe deep. Then somebody just sent me this. The sheriff previously pledged not to assist ICE in that county where the nursing student was murdered. The student we just heard about. Right? The one that was just murdered, where the mayor of that city was like, we're not in Sanctuary City. Sure. After the Athens Clark County mayor insisted his community where nursing students, Lake and Riley, was murdered by an illegal immigrant, he said it wasn't a sanctuary city. This is the part about getting informed and engaging. Right? The city residents spoke up and pointed to the sheriff and said he campaigned on not cooperating with ICE, and you endorsed him. Hello? People aren't forgetting. People are paying attention. This is a resurfaced video from 2020. It appears to show the then-candidate John Williams, who's now the Athens-Clark County Sheriff, stating he would not cooperate with ICE. It's not my intention to cooperate with the detainers, William told a reporter from the Athens Politics Nerd, I guess that's a publication. He said, I see the sheriff's responsibility to protect the community. We can't help with a culture of fear in our community and expect our community to respond. They've been using this for decades. If they're afraid we're going to lock them up, they won't come forward and report crime. Well, if they weren't here illegally, they wouldn't have to worry about stepping up now, would they? Right? I mean, simply put, they wouldn't have to worry about it. So maybe you should work at helping them, you know, all these groups that come to try to thwart the law, try to help these people get around and skirt the law. Why don't they get out there and help these people come either legal, help them get their green cards, or go back to where they came from? Help them get back. You want the law changed? Use all that money that you're using to help them stay illegal and skirt the law, right, to get these lawmakers to change the law. Look, the immigration system is broken. We know that. And anybody on the right, any conservative who says, no, it's not, it's fine, you're wrong. It has to be updated. And they need to get serious about it. Look, they can't even get serious about a budget. They can't even come to grips with what they should be spending and where. Back to single-issue bills. Get back to, we should have a bill for supporting Israel, a bill for supporting the border wall, a bill for supporting Ukraine. Right? Each individual bill. So we know where what the money is, how much it is, where it's going, and it doesn't get, I don't know, siphoned off or sent in a different direction. Anyway, so Sheriff Williams, he promised that he would not be contributing to a culture of fear. Or not upholding law. He's not upholding constitutional duty. See, they swear, all these guys, they swear to uphold the Constitution. I guarantee you. 85% of those legislators have never read the Constitution all the way through. A 20-minute job. They've never actually sat down and studied it in any way, shape, manner, or form. Taking a Saturday or a Sunday, 2 hours out of the day. They take 2 hours to watch all kinds of stupid stuff. They couldn't take 2 hours to sit down and go through the Constitution. I'll bet you. Building relationships are key if we're antagonizing people. Just because they're undocumented. No, it's just because they're illegal. And it's not even really them. The angst and the aggravation is aimed at the government. Why won't the government do anything? Why will the government enforce and over-enforce laws against American citizens, and those same laws, those same issues, they'll let illegals get away with? It really is why we're so irritated. Okay, that simple. Anyway, I love the way they put this. You know, they're not likely to come to us with an issue. You're right. But if you helped them become legal, or we didn't let them in, or they weren't breaking the law, it wouldn't be any problem coming forward now, would there? Right? And this was all brought up after a bunch of Georgia angry residents interrupted the Athens mayor as he held a news briefing. You heard that a few minutes ago. And the protesters actually called him a liar. You're the one who's guilty. You're the one who's got blood on your hands, not Trump. Right? Not everybody else. No, you, sir. It's just that simple. And matter of fact, more and more Americans, true Americans, are coming forward now and saying, look, stop putting money towards the IRS and put it towards more Border Patrol guards or agents. Now, Gert said that you heard him. Georgia law doesn't allow for sanctuary cities. Right. It doesn't. Doesn't mean you're not breaking the law. You guys are very good at stuff. And then claiming you're not breaking the law. I love it. I think it's hilarious, actually. Roadshow. 855-732-55. I know. I do. I get all worked up. I apologize. No, actually, I'm not going to apologize. I'm okay for getting worked up. Hey, some of the best news today, right? Mitch McConnell stepping down as the Republican Senate leader. Look, he's 82 years old. Yeah, we'll deal with this on the side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-ZERO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get something. Do something. That's what I always say, do something. Right? Get informed and then go for it. All right. We're talking about Mitch McConnell stepping down as Republican Senate leader. Thank you, Jesus. Goodbye. See you later. Have fun. And I got to tell you, seriously, I'm glad to see him go. I don't want to be sick or hurt. You've seen him. He's having problems like Joey B is. I don't know why he's waiting to November unless he's really going to work hard to make sure that Trump doesn't make it. The guy's sad. Now, one of life's most underappreciated talents is to know when it's time to move on. You know, he prepared his remarks. Right? And he said, so I stand before you today to say that this will be my last term as a Republican leader of the Senate. Now, Mitch McConnell, he's the longest serving Senate leader in history, who maintained his power in the face of all the stuff that went on, right? All the convulsions of the Republican Party for almost 20 years. He'll step down. He turned 82 last week. These guys... Look, yeah, I'm an ageist, okay? You ready for that? I'm an ageist. Go be with your grandchildren. Get gone. Seriously. All right, he looks like Joey B at times, wandering around, spinning around at the podium, not knowing who he's talking to, locking up in the middle of a sentence. I ain't making fun of him. That's bad, though. He should have enough horse sense. His family should have enough horse sense around him to say, look, point blank, you got a problem. Step down. Step out. Come with the family. They shouldn't be dying while in office in their 80s. They should be dying at home with their families. All right. Anyway, he said there's a place where he looked in awe from its back benches back in 90. You know, he just was speaking in a way to make everybody feel good. I don't know any other way to put it. He said, you know, he arrived there in 1985. And he sat in the back because he just didn't really believe he was there. All right. I'm not going to play with that one. Now, you know, he worked his way to the front row seats. And those are only seats that afforded to party leaders. Now, part of the reason he's stepping down from what they're saying on the inside is these multiple freezing episodes that he's having, where his brain is just locking up and he can't move forward. Right? Krista Taylor reported McConnell suffering a concussion and a broken bone after a fall last March, and he was hospitalized. He did a stint in rehab before returning to the Senate in mid-April. Now, McConnell was holding a press conference in Covington, Kentucky, September, right? He froze. I mean, literally, his whole body, his head, his mouth, his eyeballs, everything, he froze. He was unable to speak. Some people thought he was having a stroke. There was an aide that came to his rescue and ended the press conference for him. Right? Do you guys remember that? He became unresponsive. He was staring blankly out at everybody. Now, a Capitol physician suggested McConnell's experiencing small seizures due to dehydration. But you know what? Again, you served your time, good, bad, or indifferent. You've served your time. You've done what you believe to be what was right for the country. And now it's time to move on. Really, truly, really that simple. So, there's so much I can report. So much going on, right? Now, I don't even know if I should do this. It's like a feel-good story, right? I usually don't feel-good stories. It's just not my cup of tea. But I'll do this one. Because I guess I can get it. I can understand it. The widow of Tim Wakefield, for some of you who don't know, I'm not a sports guy, so I wouldn't know. But Stacey Wakefield, she's the widow of former Boston Red Sox pitcher Tim. She died yesterday. Now, Tim was notorious, I guess, for his knuckleball. During his 19-year career. He died in October. He had a short stint with brain cancer. And Stacy also had cancer. You know, really sad. Really, really terrible. I mean, this has got to be a real problem for the family. You know what I'm saying? It's with deep sadness that we share that our beloved mother, daughter, sister, niece, and aunt passed away today at her home in Massachusetts. This is according to the Wakefield family. She's surrounded by her family, you know, and dear friends, as well as her wonderful caretaker and nurses. And can you imagine losing both of them? Your kids, your family, losing both of them in a matter of a couple of months. So anyway, my heart and prayer goes out to the family. I just thought, you know, she's got cancer. Sure, she had cancer also. And, you know, you just... You just got to understand that this stuff goes on every day. People don't get mentioned that often. You know, if it was somebody in Congress, they would have said something. But anyhow, they were pretty young people. All right. For those of you who follow California politics, I don't know why, but for those of you who do, Newsom's at it again. No, not his run for president. Maybe, I don't know. But California passed some laws. Among them were a $20 minimum wage for food companies, you know, fast food joints. But he kind of carved out an exemption. He's been known to do this before. And again, like I said earlier, they're doing everything in your face now, so nothing changes. So he carved out an exemption for a place called Panera Bread. They're you know, a national chain kind of thing. Right? And he carved it out for the new insane $20 minimum wage. You know why? Because billionaire CEO Greg Flynn donates to his political campaigns. He's right up there at the top, throwing parties for him, giving money to every one of them. Now, in September, California Governor Newsom, he signed a law raising minimum wage for fast food workers to $20 an hour. 80% of the workforce at these fast food places, 80% of people of color, two-thirds are women. The majority are breadwinners, and we have the opportunity to reward that contribution, reward that sacrifice, stabilize an industry in turn. What a remarkable moment when he signed it. What a load of garbage. Really? 80% of the work. So, you know, he's going down talking about how most of these workers are the major breadwinners. So what happens is, I've told you this, guys, a million times before. Everybody's excited. Now they can afford a place to live, or they can afford a home where they want to be, or they can buy more stuff for the kids. No, that's not true. You know that's not true. What ends up happening is that cost is going to get put onto the consumer. Guy like me, right? Now I go and I have a meal like I do, you know, at Burger King from time to time. I'm kind of one of those guys that orders the same darn thing all the time. And that same darn thing has gone up $7 in less than a year. So every trip to Burger King now costs me $7 more. So you know that's costing me, again, other people the same thing. Maybe some families won't go there as much anymore because they can't afford it. Now, when the owner's making less money and people aren't going there as much to eat, guess what happens next? Yeah, they fire somebody. They have to lay off people because they're not making as much money as they were. It's just a mess all the way around. It's like I've always said, gas prices go up. Right? That's the worst because that affects everybody. That affects the guy driving the truck that delivers food to the grocery store. He asks his boss for a raise. Great, got his raise because his boss understands. Boss has got to charge more money for the delivery of food. Right? He delivers the food to the supermarket. The supermarket's got to charge more money for the product because they're paying the trucking company more money to get it there. That same truck driver goes to that same supermarket at some point in time. He's buying food. His money isn't going as far. This has got nothing to do with gas at this point, right? His money isn't going as far. He's buying groceries. 3 months later, he's going to the boss going, I can't make ends meet anymore. I need, ready, another raise. It's a vicious circle. It never stops. There's got to be a way to fix this. Back to Newsom, he pushed for Panera Bread to be exempt from the new minimum wage law. And guess what? It happened. Right? Newsom said that it was, you know, you have to understand that the exemption, it's a part of, you know, making the sausage when it comes to politics and law. That doesn't mean anything. I mean, Greg Flynn, the guy that got the exemption, he criticized the law. He thought it was terrible. He would destroy franchises in California. He was right. It just doesn't stop. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dan Pilla in the next hour. We're going to talk about some of your tax woes, things to watch out for, and so on. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Thanks.